You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Jason Brown, a.k.a. JB3, Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio, right here live on Sunset Boulevard, on the Sunset Strip. You better know what's up. Yo, somebody I met when I first came to Los Angeles, I was standing outside, as I normally do, having a little joint that I had rolled up during my break, or actually, was I off? Let's just say I was off for the betterment of my work history. But hanging out, Mike pulls up. He's like, yo, I got this radio show. I'm playing dope hip hop. Gives me a card. And I'm like, you know where I can get some papers? He's like, yeah, well, I got some more in my car. He got his homie in the whip. We pretty much linked and been cool ever since then. As a matter of fact, I was staying at UCLA on an internship. And I was like, yo, bro, if you ever hungry, just, I got a meal plan. You can come get something to eat. I don't care. You know, it was just that cool from day one. I want to introduce y'all my homie, Mike. Mike Live. Mike, what is up, dog?
Man, I'm excited to be here. This is the second weekend that you're doing this show.
Yeah, man, second week.
And so I'm excited to be on something new and something exciting for you, because your story alone, man, and where you come from is huge, and a lot of people want to hear about it. So, you know, just the fact that you got your own show right here, I'm excited to be here.
Mike, man, listen, I gotta introduce this guy, because he's on my show and he's over here telling me about it's not about me, man. It's about you today.
I feel you,
know,
man.
What I'm saying?
But I'm excited that you're here, though. You know,
hey, bro, that
is
love.
This is big. This is a big move right here.
That is love, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Listen, please, man, elaborate off of, you know, how we linked up and how it's how it's gone ever since then. I mean, you were working at you was doing the radio. You've been doing the radio thing. Put it like this, y'all. As far as my contacts in my phone, radio guy, that's my first dude I'm gonna think about. You know, because I know you was directing videos with Problem back in the day.
Yeah.
And you was doing videos with Freeway Rick. He just got the book coming out.
Yep.
You just had him on. As a matter of fact, I'm not even gonna front. Mike is the real radio show guy.
Oh,
he got
man.
His own radio show at Dash Radio Direct. We third party over here, but we got our own setup. I called Mike. I was like, yo, Mike, you think you can come help us set something? He was like, yo, I'm too busy, man. You know how Hollywood people do.
Oh, God.
You know how Hollywood people do. But I'm glad I got you on the show.
For sure.
Straight up.
Yeah, man.
We've been trying to link. We hoop. We play ball.
Yep.
And that's what it's about, man. I'm about putting my homies on. Yeah. That's all of these people on my shows are gonna be friends, you know, and it can get to be business, but when it comes to people like Mike, I'm happy to have somebody like this.
Thank you, bro.
Straight up.
You know, radio is something that for like a long time, it's probably been, oh man, I started when I was 17.
Yeah.
I'm 33, I'll be 34 at the end of December 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from the last time you and I linked up, like when we first linked up and you asked me for papers.
Yeah.
I was like, this dude is real as fuck. He just asked me for some papers.
Straight
like
up.
And so, you know, from that point on, man, like I worked at radio stations, a few different radio stations. NBC Sports Radio is one of the big ones. I was a producer for a few shows on the station there.
Let me ask you something, Mike.
Yeah.
So you started off with that the online thing when I met you,
my own, yeah, my personal thing. Online thing,
Cali Dreamin'.
Yes, and I still got Cali Dreamin'.
And you still got that
CaliDreamin.com.
Absolutely, yeah. CaliDreamin.com. That's what I wanted to get to, because that's your thing.
Yeah,
right. Who were some of the people that you had involved with that, or interviewed, or you shot for? You know, like tell me some of that.
Man, I actually had a chance to interview Kendrick Lamar when he first came out.
Really?
He
was changing his name. Tell us about that. Well, how old was he, or what
so,
was he like? Or?
Man, so this was like literally before he changed his name to Kendrick. You know, Kendrick Lamar was like right in that phase. And I drove up to Compton. I pulled up on him, and I was like, "Yo, like, I want to interview for CaliDreamin.com." And he literally like did the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I called him literally like 3 months after I did that interview, and I was like, "Yo, I was like, Kendrick, your shit is on fire, bro. Mm-hmm. The internet's going crazy. Like, I was tripping. Thank you, man, for the
definitely,
blunt.
Definitely, bro. Appreciate we, that. Hey, we got rolls on rolls on rolls. We got a life for you, too, bro.
Yeah,
if you want to hit a wax, listen, Purple Haze Radio.
I can't do wax.
Purple Haze Radio on the Dash Radio.
Yeah.
You should be hearing us right now in your dash,
right.
In your car.
Right.
2018 is the year this is popping off. So this is what we got right now. We keeping it real. We in Cali. We on Sunset Strip. We in L.A. We gonna be real about it.
Yeah, man.
Straight up.
And that's how real Kendrick was when I met him, you know? And I called him, and he answered the phone, and he said, thanks, Mike, after I complimented that everybody was listening to his music. And literally, like, a couple weeks later, his phone was cut off.
Yeah.
I tried calling him, and it was, like, cut off. And I haven't seen Kendrick since the time I interviewed him. But I know a lot of people in his camp, from J-Rock... I know Punch, who's one of the CEOs at Top Dog Entertainment. I actually, when I was working at NBC Sports Radio, this is the kind of politicker, you know, I am. I walk up to Top from Top Dog while he's sitting there courtside and made sure that I said, what's up?
Hold on.
Made sure, you know
courtside.
What I'm saying?
Now, let people know on Dash Radio and Purple Haze Radio that you were shooting and doing your own TV show. Courtside at the Lakers.
Man, well, check this out, bro. Go figure, man. A kid from Los Angeles, born and raised, gets to be a producer for NBC Sports Radio, cover Kobe's last two seasons, be in the locker room and watch history being made, seeing Kanye waiting in front of the locker room before Kobe spoke to the press. You know, like a fan, and just being in moments that I never in my life, bro, like, and it was all through radio. And so that's the thing that what sparks you and I to have this kind of conversation is that people need to understand if you're politicking and you're really making moves and really trying to be somewhere in your life, you have to grab life by the horns and ride it. You really got to go get it.
You do.
Let people know who you are. Like,
you do.
Don't be afraid to walk up to somebody and say, yeah, like, I met you, or I know you, or I know him, or whatever, and work something, you know?
Absolutely.
Because people aren't really hard workers. If you really think about it, America, we weren't built to be hard workers, but we're forced to be hard workers.
We're not from old age China, China where, hey, you give somebody like that from a more impoverished opportunity, they're going to take every opportunity and expand on that.
Right.
You know, Americans, we do feel a little entitled.
And Cali people are definitely a little more, I would say, hip to some things than people who don't live in Cali, who weren't born and raised out here in Los Angeles, you know? Because a lot of people that come here, they end up staying for 4 or 5 years, they can't make it, and they're out. And that's the truth. I've seen it. I'm here. Like, I live here. I'm born and raised here. You know what I mean? And so, like, LA and just in general, like, coming from here has really kind of, it's molded me to be able to communicate with tons of people.
Absolutely.
And on different levels.
And that's what you do with your radio show. Now, mind y'all, everybody, over there at Dash Radio.
Yes, sir.
He had a show before, because I was running camera at one time.
Right.
You interviewed Compton Menace.
Yep.
You interviewed
Chanel West Coast.
And I was there to shoot both of them.
Yep.
He was grinding then.
Yeah, man.
Whatever happened in our business, we ain't gonna focus on that. But he back. All right.
Yeah.
And it ain't about competition. It's my show now. Mike's segment. He had me on his show. Guess what? He gonna be on my show. When I got a show, he definitely gonna be on my show. Why not? Why? And radio, you're absolutely right, man.
Radio brought
us together. What got you in the radio?
Man, do you really want to know?
Tell me, man.
I'm kind of like low-key. I'm low-key like embarrassed by telling this story, though, bro.
Well, hold on.
I'm low-key embarrassed.
You ain't going to be going to court for none of you getting ready to say.
Oh, of course not.
All right, well.
So.
Let's hear it.
I'm 16, 17 years old. You know what I'm saying? And my cousin calls me and he goes, Mike. Come to the house. I want to show you these dance moves.
Okay.
I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? Dance moves. I don't believe this, dude. Dance moves. I show up to the house, and he's doing a routine to NSYNC's Tearing Up My Heart.
Really?
And I'm watching my cousin get down on this whole routine. And I'm laughing my motherfucking ass off, right? And he's like, bro, I'm going to teach you how to do this shit. And I'm like, you really gonna teach me how to do an NSYNC dance? And so I was 17 years old, dancing to NSYNC music, taking class at Millennium, and dancing with people like Wade Robson.
You're where the pros at.
And literally picked it up at a young age, and used to do, literally, bro, I used to like go to people's house. They would pay me and my cousin to dance at their house to like 15 different, maybe 20 different NSYNC songs.
Really?
Like, we had the whole routine. My cousin recorded. He had concert tapes of watching these guys get down and do some of their songs, and we learned them, bro. And I literally got my first start in radio because a guy named Manny G from Kiss FM, Manny on the Streets, ends up being like, yo, Mike, bro, I want to learn that shit with you. And we started teaching. And people loved it, and dancing and music is what, you know, brought me into radio.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm a little embarrassed to say that story, because if you ask me to bust those moves right now, I'll probably pull a hamstring or something.
No, hey, man, you listen, know? It's nothing to be embarrassed about as far as where we come from, because that shaped us to where we are today, and you're in a good place today.
Right.
You know, and it's not about even where you're at right now.
Right.
When you look at it from that point, it's about where you're going.
And I'm getting married on Friday.
Exactly. You're going somewhere. You're getting ready to start.
I love y'all.
Holy,
I love everybody. I'm getting married.
Absolutely.
I have
congratulations.
A beautiful woman in my life. Yes.
Congratulations.
I'm
going to marry her. Shout out to Rachel.
Yes. And hey. It's going down.
And we're passing business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it was,
man,
all love. I'm throwing vendors her way because she has. What is Rachel? Please push out your wife.
Yeah,
she got her own thing too.
My fiance.
I'm going to have her on the show as well.
Thank you. You should, man.
I am.
She is an entrepreneur. And one thing that attracted me to her was that she really works hard. And so.
But what kind of business does she have again?
An all natural hair removal business.
Explain
it's,
that.
It's sugaring. Which is like sugar, and it's like the most organic, natural way to remove sugar from a body part.
You mean hair from a body part?
I mean, yeah.
So, but what kind of? But my question is, what kind of hair removal is it? Like, is it head hair, or is it?
It's
like,
it could literally, you could sugar anything on your body, and,
okay,
and get it removed.
Waxing?
It's not wax. It's more. I mean, it feels like wax in a sense. But it's not the kind of, like, you know, the pulling that you have when you like, if say like you wax somebody, like you just have like the wax and the paper and then you pull the paper.
My
right?
wax to your wax is probably different. We got two different waxes.
Well, tell me what kind of wax you got.
Well, my wax is a little explicit.
Yours is a little more high.
But no, when I say I'm asking you. Is it a feminine thing, or is it just for anybody? Because
oh no, it's for anybody. I mean, okay, she's had guys hit her up, and I'm like, then she already knows she ain't doing that shit.
Okay,
it ain't.
You know
going
what?
Down.
We gonna save it, because I'm gonna have Rachel on the show, and she gonna speak for herself.
You know what? That's an amazing business, though.
Mm-hmm.
For all the females that are listening, you know, being an entrepreneur and finding something like sugaring or something like, it's a specialty, you know what I mean? Like doing something that, you know, like, this is what I'm good at, you know, and this is what I bring to the table. I think a lot of young women out there that listen to this, you know, they should really be inspired by something like sugaring.
Absolutely.
You know, because we all trying to be, you know, financially well off. We all
and
trying to
natural. We
trying
to use natural
and natural,
stuff.
All natural.
Absolutely.
None of that fucking other.
We millennials, you know, we getting ready to get out of that age of just using a product because it's profitable. We gonna use it because it's getting ready to last long. It's getting ready to help us and the world itself. You know.
No, for sure, for sure. We're at a good time in this world, man. Because a lot of the bad that's happening that you see, that the negative around. A lot of that is coming to the forefront, so that way it makes room for the good. So I truly believe, like, even though there's a lot of craziness going on in the world, and we had these fires in California recently that really, really hurt a lot of homes and in people's lives, you know?
Very recent fires.
There's a lot of bad stuff happening out there and everything with the whole negative press and all that kind of stuff, but with all that bad comes greatness.
Now, I got to ask you something.
Yeah.
When it comes to... You said bad. The word bad reminds, and you know, I'm on the fly, by the way. I got it, and I didn't write none of this shit down. Right, you're so always trying on the fly. To figure out, you know, what I'm getting ready to ask you. You interviewed somebody who's been doing some really bad shit recently.
Go ahead.
Boy Bunk has been robbing people. Right. So I want to know, like, who you've been interviewing and how, what's that process and how you do that?
Man, so a guy like Bunk, who has millions of hits online for doing crazy stuff, stealing stuff. If you go look him up, it's Bunk Gang. You know, he basically
has been with the tattoos on the face.
Yeah, he got
on the
tattoos.
Grill.
He's been doing all these crazy stunts because his rap career wasn't going anywhere.
Hmm.
And he told himself, I'm going to delete all my rap songs and then I'm just going to do crazy stunts. And it worked for him.
Hmm.
And he got a lot of millions of hits and now millions of followers. So it worked for his case. But don't think that just being a Bunk, like, I don't fuck with that shit on some, like, I don't fuck with that shit for real. But like, at the same time, like, I respect his hustle for how he got it.
Right. Who else do you did you like having on the show when you had it?
Man, Glasses
and
Malone.
And your show
is big for
music,
me.
Music and talk.
Yeah, Mike Saturdays, live. Music and talk. You know, 5 to 7 o'clock on the West Coast Pacific time. It's a live show. You know, Glasses Malone was probably one of my biggest guests when we first started the show, just because, you know, Glasses is the West Coast pioneer of rap and West Coast rap music.
Right.
And so he's really holding up a lot of artists right now that could have made dumb decisions in their careers but decided to give them advice, like Kendrick was a perfect example. Glasses gave him some great advice and it worked out for Kendrick,
right?
And so, like, he's the behind the scenes, you know, young millionaire OG who's really killing it right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of another OG, tell us about the interview you did with Freeway Ricky, the Freeway, real one, the real Freeway.
All right, so shout out to Glace Conway
and the real Rick Ross.
Shout out to my man Glace Conway. Hooked me up with Freeway Rick Ross, the real Rick Ross.
Thanks, Glace.
Yep. 3 weeks out, 19 years in jail. I meet the guy. We, you know, years later, now we know each other. Bring him on the show when I have radio shows. I feel like he's a really a strong figure right now in, you know, in just basically in the game. A guy who's taught himself how to read and write, become a lawyer.
Absolutely.
That's so great. That man, Freeway Ricky Ross, is one bad man. And I mean that in all levels.
OG for real.
Yeah. So that was a really cool.
And you've been knowing
guest.
Him for a minute, man. I see have. That you did him. You, like you said, Cali Dreaming.
Yeah.
He was on that.
Yep.
You had the radio show and you had the website with the videos.
Yep.
You got director Matt Alonzo.
Yes, sir.
I actually worked with Matt Alonzo on a Common and Nas shoot.
Oh, nice.
One time. Yeah, I did it behind the scenes for that.
Nice.
And that's how I linked up with him. You know what, bro? We gonna share contact. I'm gonna send you my vendors. You're gonna have them on your show.
Yes, let's do it.
And that's what we're just gonna do. We're just gonna build a network. Why not?
You know what? It's about pushing each other collectively, I think. A lot of people wonder how successful people are doing it. They have a strong foundation.
Absolutely.
They got a lot of good people around them.
And they ain't give up. They didn't give up.
I think if people stopped looking out for just the dollar sign and did something out of, like, just enjoying it and loving it and being passionate about it, you'd probably see a lot more positive shit going on.
Absolutely.
You know, because, like, when I first started doing this radio shit, like, I wasn't making shit and I didn't make shit halfway through it. And now, just to where I'm at now, I finally found, like, a show that is really dope. It's called The Norman Goldman Show. And if you guys go online right now and check it out, The Norman Goldman Show, it's pretty simple. It's all about politics and he's teaching law civics.
Okay.
And so I work 5 days a week. You know, that's what I do. That's my regular job. Like,
absolutely.
And it's 6 hours a day, and I sit there and produce a lot of content for him.
Okay.
And right now, with Donald Trump being the president, there's a lot of content to be made fun of. And so I'm over there fucking around producing shit and putting it on his show. And so that's the show that really is just taking care of me. And I feel like I'm blessed finding a guy like Norm because he's a successful lawyer who won a lot of cases. And you know, he did it for like 25 years. And
absolutely.
He just raked it in with some
really
these,
good.
Yeah, like Mercury Insurance.
Experience.
You know Mercury Insurance? Imagine if you could sue them for millions of dollars in a fucking class action lawsuit. You're talking major bread.
That's
this isn't small money. So, you know,
beast mode.
Yeah, so working for a company like his and like you and like us, like how we want to become, where we're going to make money off of our craft.
Absolutely.
But we did it when we started it because we knew, like, yo, this is love right here. Like, yo, I'm in absolutely. Love with this shit. Like, I really, like, I wake up every day and I'm in love with this shit. Like,
absolutely.
Most people can't say that.
That's how you got to be, Mike. And you know what? You know what? Man, you just said a mouthful to what people need to feel, listen to. You got to want to do it. You got to be positive about it. And you got to be able to build and not have any kind of ego or anything like that.
Right.
You know, just focus. Stay in your lane.
Stay focused.
Include
And don't
people.
Fuck with everybody, though.
Yeah, yeah. And you
don't fuck with absolutely. Everybody.
And now that takes time and learning, you know, because we all growing up and we all make mistakes. However, we all are, if we work together, we'll all be better and be together.
Right.
And with that being said, man, I'm so happy that you had me on your show, Mike Live on the mic. Mike Live Music and Talk Show Dash Radio.
Yes.
Every Saturday at 5 p.m.
5 o'clock on the West Coast.
It's 5 o'clock on the West Coast.
Non-stop new music. I'm downloading shit off YouTube and just putting it on quick.
He playing
it's
bangers.
Crazy.
And he got crazy, crazy, crazy ass people that he coming. That's having special guests that's coming to his show.
Yeah.
Yo, Mike, I'm so happy that you could come through.
Man,
come
God bless through you, bro. I'm so
on
happy.
Purple Haze Radio
yeah.
at Purple Haze Stations Dash Radio. We chilling. Jason Brown, aka JB3. This is Legacy Week number 2. I had my dude Mike Live chilling with me.
Yeah.
We out.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Recording? We're up?
We're up and we're going.
Check, check, check.
Camera
Your boy.
One, speeding.
Oh.
Camera two.
Oh. Oh. Check, check, check. It is your boy Jason Brown, aka JB3. This is week 3 of the Legacy Show. And I got my homegirl from Reason for Riot, my homegirl Lindsay. She is the owner and are you partner or are you co-owner or design main designer? Alright, so you know what? I've done enough. Lindsay, please explain a little bit more about Reason for Riot, the brand, the clothing line, the urban street brand that you have, and you know, how it all started, and what's your process with everything?
Oh, yeah. What's good, y'all? Yeah, Reason for Riot started around...
I don't know if she's smoking or not, though. By the way, Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio, Sunset Boulevard, just so y'all know.
Oh, yeah. We in Hollywood right now.
Absolutely, we're in Hollywood.
Yeah, so about the brand. Reason for Riot started around September 2013. It's the brand started by my best friend and I, Ralph, and we were...
Shout out to Ralph, he's a good dude.
Yeah, Ralph is a good dude. We were in the military together. A lot of people don't know that story. We were in the military serving...
I didn't know that.
...on a ship during the war in Afghanistan around 08, 09. I can talk about it now. The brand is more so about self-empowerment.
What was you doing? Some missions or something? What was you...
Yeah, we was on a mission.
All right. Well, we gonna keep it chill. We ain't gonna get into all that. We smoking. Yeah. We chilling, man. We talking about business. Go ahead. My bad.
So the brand, it's more about self-empowerment and being positive. Trying to get people to do whatever it is that they want to do in life, regardless of the standards that society has set, what people, you know, think. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's really meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more of a statement graphic type of brand. We're not heavy on like graphics that are too loud. We just, here's our canvas and we have, you know, we put our artwork on it and this is what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a message behind every piece. I don't do it just because everything has definitely has meaning to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm passing this to her for one time.
Just
I think
one time.
Yeah, the other
for the
side.
One time.
Mm-hmm. And I see how your designs are generally kind of on the two-dimensional color, and they got one, the black, the white, and it's pretty simple how you keep it like that, and it's straight to the point. You know, what was your inspiration in getting it started?
Inspiration with getting it started was, I mean, gosh, way before the police brutality.
Okay.
It was more, that was like our fuel. That kind of got us going, you know, to launch. The idea actually started 2 years sooner than that.
All right. Did you and Ralph start this in L.A.?
We did start it in L.A. Okay. Yeah, we were based out of L.A. and I ended up moving to Long Beach, but L.A. was where it was at. I mean, I knew there were riots there. I'm from Detroit originally, so there's riots there. There were riots happening in London at the time. And, you know, it's not so literal as far as, like, let's go out and fuck some shit up. You know,
no.
It was more so, like, you know, we have to, you know, something to fight for.
Absolutely.
And it was all about being able to have the platform to do so. So I felt like, you know, my brand was going to be one of those where people were able to express themselves freely.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's pretty good. So for 2 years, y'all been going strong. How many outlets are you selling from? I know personally, just from working with you, and to be real, I know she grinds because I have her at my parties myself. You know, when I was at the parlor on Melrose, everybody, look, she would show up. One, two, three people up first that I call is her, Smock, me. I ain't gonna name them yet till they come on the show, but you know what I'm saying? She was one of them. She was up there and always on it. And not to knock anybody at all, but she was always showing up. It didn't matter if it was a long way away. She didn't care if it was 5 people there or if it was 100 people there. Of course, if it was 100 people there, you showing up, you know. But if it's 5 people there, you never know who you can meet and network. That's something Lindsay always said was network. I got to give that to you.
Oh,
I really got to give that to you.
I mean, you look at it, like, a lot of people don't get this type of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think blessings do come in connections, and
right.
It is what it is. If you really feel that vibe and you have that, you know, that way to work together and kind of, like, back each other up no matter what the situation is, kind of like I scratch your back, you scratch mine, and you're always looking out, then I'm forever loyal to you. I don't question that type of stuff.
Absolutely.
For me, you never know who you meet on a day where there's only 5 people. Somebody might not even want to be, you know, in a busy party or, you know, be turned or whatever, and they'll just come through, get a drink, and that might be the person that invests in your company.
We millennials are about the work ethic and, you know, the social side of it as well, but, you know, we're a big population of entrepreneurial minds, I think, you know, or versatile minds, I'll say. And with that being said, you hustling all the time and working, what is the process for, like, how long does it take to get these made, the hats, and get it all done, and what all do you do exactly? Break it down to us so we know, you know, so sell us on it. I want to hear everything that you do to, you know, to get it all and make it happen.
All right, so the process is simple. It's really about your vibes and about what the world is dealing with today.
Right.
Like I said, it's not so literal, so I can take a situation and flip it. Like, for example, you know, the shirt, this orange long sleeve shirt
right
on the table.
Let's here, show it to us, because we got cameras right here. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. So the back of the shirt right now, if you can tell, that's a hazard.
Right,
you know,
it's got the hazard with the world in the middle.
This is from
don't forget
fall
to show you live.
Yeah. No, they see me over there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it says disaster zone.
Got two.
And that was really
here.
That was really before Trump got in office.
Okay.
It was well thought out, planning it out. And it's like, you know, we're kind of living through rough times. I mean, I can say that we're living in the disaster zone right now. You know, dealing
yeah,
with all of the.
And the shirt that I'm wearing, that I'm modeling right now, worldwide, right? Let me stand up so people can see a little bit.
And you know, this is the time where we started stepping into color. For the most part, we've been very monochromatic, so to speak. And this just kind of speaks a lot more loudly.
Right?
Yeah, we're using colors and it's all about the energy.
Why the orange and the blue? I mean, good choice, of course, as far as, you know, how they work. But.
I mean, well, the season had to deal with being in that hazard zone, disaster zone, you know, in the moment. So, you know, I chose to use safety orange and regular orange.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So with the hats, does it take longer to get the hats made than the T-shirts, or
So. Yeah, I would say so, only because, you know, I got the opportunity to work with my boy, J Graphic Studio in Long Beach.
Okay. Shout out to them.
Quick turnaround on the process with the tees. I mean, we've been working really well together.
Nice.
Getting things out, pushing out styles and meeting the demands or whatever. But the hats, you know, we have our own manufacturer and outside.
I like this one too.
So embroidery kind of takes a little bit longer. It depends on who you're working with, but for the most part, I have the upper hand in apparel.
That'll be a dope hat to do some construction in too, because it's got the orange. You know, just we moving, we making moves, we building blocks and putting them out the way, all that kind of stuff. Let us know a little bit about the joggers that you got. I mean,
I've been eyeing them for a minute. I can barely keep them in stock.
So do you sell? Is that what sells the most?
This is what's selling the most right now.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, black is the most popular colorway. But
so you can grab the microphone if you want, or we can't hear you that well. Right, you good? She modeling it. She's showing it up. They're slick.
Yeah.
Straight to the point. Comfortable. So, what material is it?
Oh, this is a 80-20 blend, 80 cotton, 20 polyester.
Okay.
It's a thicker weight too, so it's not your normal jogger. It's been really popular for us because it has that kind of more geared towards the youth. Like, nobody's wearing open bottom joggers anymore. We already know that, like, you know, the kids like to show off their socks and sneakers.
Okay, yeah.
This one has ribbon at the bottom, you know what I mean?
So you can
wear up if you want to, or wear it down. But
absolutely, you can hoop in
it's more sporty, yeah. It's more on a sporty fashion forward end.
Mm-hmm. Do what you need to do to get a little active.
Yeah. It's been hard to keep them in stock. Like, I even ran that olive. Let me tell you about this.
How much are they going for right now?
Right now, they're going for $48.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the hats, too?
The hats are going for $28 right now.
Okay. See, I would think that hats sell the most because people can just
hats. You know, it depends. Like, hats do sell, you know, really well. But right now we're down to like one silhouette. Everybody know that the dad cap is selling the most.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every kid that likes like the Lakers or whatever, they'll wear that snapback that they're loyal to. But at the end of the day, if they
what about
buy
the hat that you had with the lightning and the big riot on it? This one.
Oh yeah, the one with the clouds on it. The
you
one
let
with
it
the
go.
Smoke. I call it the smoke.
Smoke. Brand. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's when we, you know, first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Working with my manufacturer, I was able to do pretty much whatever I wanted to do. You know, I'm still working with him, but since we changed our
smoke.
Silhouette,
what am I thinking?
Yeah, since we changed our silhouette to, you know, dad cap, it was in much of a demand for those kinds of hats. I mean, you know, I still cater to the people that like it, but at the end of the day, you got to kind of move with the market.
Right. That's good. Like, I think, you know, that whole millennial mindset is a move, shift, you know, recreate, be versatile, don't just do one thing. That's going to get you a lot farther than being so one track. In my opinion, and what I feel like my peers are doing. And when you go to a major city, generally, someone's got a profession, but half of us are artists in all former fashions, you know, or most of us are. But a lot of us now, what I feel is, if since we have so many outlets, we're able to find the distribution that's just right there. You don't have to just go to something so major and you feel like, oh, I can actually do something and be something. Well, yeah, you can. You absolutely can. It's a whole new world right now, you know, and we're so privy to being in that. What else do you do outside of your clothing brand?
So for my clothing brand, you know, that's my baby.
Yeah,
number
absolutely.
Two, you know, you always have to think about your I mean, it's not really much of a 9-to-5 for me. You know, I've been in the apparel industry for over 5+ years.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been my thing, but I'm not even a designer in that world. I'm a product developer.
You told me that this was your main piece, your first piece that you did. Is that the one you did 5 years ago? Or
this is the one I did, yeah, in 2013.
Okay. Hold that up. That's not you, is it?
It's not me. It's definitely a public space. Definitely Armed and Dangerous. And this, I'm telling y'all, this is crazy because about that piece, it came out before all of the, you know, the police brutality. There were movies that talked about this a long time ago, but the media, you know, that having that platform that we have now,
right?
You know, those stories were really heard this time around because we already know that police brutality existed.
Absolutely.
So for me, you know, the police in general doesn't really just represent the police. The police represents, you know, authority, society. This, you know, it's armed and dangerous. It's a person that can do harm to you and hold you back, set you back. So for me, it wasn't so literal.
Absolutely.
Because after I launched it, I was like, wow, I'm actually a little bit scared to wear this shit outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm talking about next to a policeman. It's like, you know, I had something to say, but now it's like, you know, the media can easily take my idea, my design, and look at it like, you know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. But that's the whole point in putting it out there, because you're starting to smooth some rough sides. You know,
we came out with a bang in a way. It's like, you know, just to say this is who we are and this is what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, at the end of the day, apparel can be used as, you know, your mic, your megaphone.
It's like that apparel that you can wear if you want to. It's like a members only kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
It's like, this is the shit we getting ready to wear if something do pop up. You know, we wear my riot gear, my
wire. They do. I've had friends send me some crazy, like, photos.
Halloween or something like that.
Crazy. I mean, I've seen it all. Like,
absolutely.
Random. All over the U.S. And it's nuts. Like, from how people take my brand is, you can take it, because it's not really an aggressive brand where we're out there, like.
No, it's just words, doing right? Graffiti. And it's just a.
But it's a. You know, it's a vibe. It's an attitude.
There you go.
You're selling the vibe. You're selling the attitude. But it's really who I am as a person.
Right.
So I've had people just kind of send photos of, like, one of our Slay tees. And women love that t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, not even the Beyonce thing. It's an attitude. It's a feeling of, you know, conquering the day, taking on ups and downs.
Right.
Celebrating who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. And from that shirt isn't going anywhere.
No, that's good. Yeah. And that's making sales too. Everything is selling. Like, you know, I see you changing it up. So it must be, that must mean everything that you have, you sold out of it. You know?
Yeah, I gotta say that, you know, this year has been the best year business wise.
Great.
We're
that's
actually
good to
about
hear.
To launch a fall.
And I'm glad I could have you on you know, I'm glad I could have you on the show. Again, along with the pop ups in general. Lindsay, it's always glad to have you around.
Yeah, it's always good energy. That's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Business opportunities may come and go, but all business really, you know, ain't good business to me. I look at it a little bit deeper than a dollar.
That's true.
Because as y'all know, like, even with the stock market, the cryptocurrency, so to speak, are all going up and down. I look at it like
they're buying it and then trading it for cash. They're gonna sell it and get cash, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to get past that part too. I got to do a little bit more research. But what I understand,
some articles will people have your mind blown.
People are buying this crypto stuff and then they're selling it for cash.
People are selling their homes to be able to afford to invest into something that, you know, kind of. I mean, it doesn't exist, but you know, it is a risk.
Yeah, I need to do a little bit more research before I speak too much on that. But from what I understand, most people that I know personally that are into it have cashed out, put more into it, just keep cashing out. And okay, all right. Well, let's see how long it lasts for, you know. But it seems like the root to all of that is cash, you know, which is why you got to be doing several different things to get that cash. Like, you're a designer on top of being a clothes designer. You don't just design clothes. You do what other kind of designs you do? I remember you saying you did flyers.
Yeah, I've done flyers before.
More posters.
Yeah, and it's really to billboards outside next. Of apparel. You know, it's really to step outside of apparel sometimes. Like I said, I do that for work and I do that for my brand.
Right.
So it's like, gosh, like, do I need to start baking or something? Like, what else can I do to keep myself creative? Because this is a no-brainer.
Right. That's
good.
It's on autopilot now.
This is on autopilot mode.
That's good. That's good.
I look forward to starting new things.
So what's next? What do you think is next for Reason for Riot? And with that, we're getting ready to play some music before we close out. But I want to hear what's next with Reason for Riot and for these last few minutes. All
right. So what's next is a winter capsule, winter collection.
Okay.
We've never launched winter at all.
First winter.
Our first winter ever, and it's more so fleece. It's about the heavy stuff.
Okay.
We know that, you know, it's cold in Detroit. It's cold everywhere else. California.
Mm-hmm. You're from Detroit?
I'm from Detroit originally.
Right.
And I've been, you know, getting a lot of fleece sales, so you know, I'm just catering to joggers and like maybe one or two hoodie designs. But mm-hmm. for winter, we're coming out with a whole line of fleece.
Where in Detroit are you from?
Detroit, Michigan. Born on the east side, raised on the west side.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. Not 8 Mile, though. Don't ask me that shit.
Yeah, okay.
Not 8 Mile. You know, people, hey, I get that all the time. People always
Eminem.
Like, oh, do you live near 8 Mile? Big nah, home. Bitch. 6 Mile. 6 Mile.
It's like that. Well, you know what? You got to keep it real, and it's so awesome that we can have Reason for Riot over here on Purple Haze Radio. I'm lit as it is. You can tell my eyes red. I don't know if she is. She only hit that one time, but you know what? We still in a good zone. Man, every time me and this young lady get together, it's a good zone. You should know that.
It is.
She's a hustler. I try to be a hustler as much as she is, but I do my thing. You know, not as much as this young lady does. I want everybody to know. Lindsay, tell them where you can find them. Please tell everybody where they can find you, Reason for Riot, gear, merchandise, website, all of this.
Yeah, so get your phones out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, give them if you're driving, then phones don't. Out. Oh, yeah.
If you're driving, pull over.
Yeah, you should.
It's just that serious.
You should definitely pull over.
Pull over, okay.
So yeah, Reason for Riot at Reason4Riot. And the same thing for the website, www.reasonforriot.com. So yeah, y'all definitely come through. And if you are in touch with us on Instagram, you'll be able to see.
What's the Instagram?
Yes, at Reason for Riot. That's with the number 4 though.
There you go.
Number 4 though.
There you go.
So yeah, if you go on the website or check us out on Instagram, you'll see that we've dropped our winter collection. Should be another week or so.
I'm on the Instagram now. All the pictures are professional. Everything is clean.
Shout out to the photographers.
Absolutely. Shout out my dude Larry. Yo, I'm glad you introduced me to Larry. Hey, you know what? And I'm glad to have met Lindsay and done parties with her because she's somebody that inspires me. She inspires me to get my hustle on. And listen, I'm glad to have had this young lady on Purple Haze Radio, Dash Radio. This is Jason Brown, a.k.a. JB3. This is Legacy Week 3. I'm glad we could have my homegirl Lindsay for Reason for Riot. Lindsay, anything you want to say before we get up off of here?
We in a tough time right now. Everybody should be definitely linking up and supporting each other for sure.
For sure.
That's the only way.
Hey, that's what this show is about.
It's not the time to work against each other. It's mm-hmm. the time to connect because you never know, you know, what that next person can bring to the table and how you can help them.
Absolutely.
That's all I can say.
Really, let's create. Let's do it. Let's make a legacy. It's the Legacy Show. Jason Brown, a.k.a. JB3. We're out.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.